You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I sound so nasally. I'm so mad at Mike.
Jess, she's an innocent little baby girl. Jeez. You're blaming me for it when I disclosed everything that I had.
You did.
You undersold it. How was I supposed to know that toddlers are like these little germ super spreaders that get everyone in their path sick?
I don't want to call into attention exactly how old everybody else is compared to you, but this is a life experience thing. Yeah. You obviously don't have friends that have babies because babies are germ monsters. You touch a baby, you get sick. Yeah. That's the deal. It's why I disclosed it.
I barely touched your baby, though. I think I touched her like one time.
Which also pokes holes in your theory that she's patient zero.
Wow.
What? Why?
You know who did lift up my baby? You know who had a great time with my baby? Who played with her? Who sang to her? Amin El Hassan.
Wow.
You know who's feeling great today?
Amin
El Hassan.
Maybe he has a stronger immune system than me. I've been pretty isolated for the last 14 months till I came to Miami. This was the first time that I had seen other people without masks on since probably February 2020.
Everyone has to give their bona fides about everything that they haven't done
like
in the
just,
last year.
Chris,
oh, it's the third time I've been in a restaurant, I promise.
Yeah. I'm saying, Chris, it's true, though. This is, you know, this is the first time my immune system was put to the test. It failed the test, but I did not realize it was even being tested.
Confirmation bias. I feel like you want it to be Juliet so bad that you were ignoring some pretty obvious other places that you slipped up. It happens to everybody.
Like
whenever a Northeasterner comes down here, they just throw their face into it because it's freedom. And you're just blaming my daughter as opposed to, hey, I was on a disgusting airplane next to all
sorts
of
bacteria. I was wearing an N95 mask, Mike, and there were not that many people on my flight either. I had like the full mask on.
Okay, well, COVID is airborne. COVID is airborne. But the common cold, that's bacteria. How on top of sanitizing your hands were you?
I have been wiping down my seat on the airplane before it was cool.
We're getting bogged down.
2018.
We're getting bogged down. And I'm not even saying that it wasn't Juliet. You just want to keep throwing it in my face as if I didn't do everything that I possibly could have. I basically told you don't come. Don't come to my house because my daughter is sick.
No, I said that. You downplayed it.
Did I try to bribe everybody's presence with tacos? Maybe.
Yes.
But I did disclose. But
what was I going to say? Oh, your daughter's nose is runny. I'm not going to come over to your house. Like, this is the second day that I've met you in person while having this job.
Oh, so it's now it's doubly my fault because I've put you in a position where you feel like you have to impress me by coming to my house. I've seen plenty of Chelsea games by myself, Jess. As much as I appreciated your presence there, you were in your phone the entire time. You kind of brought the vibe down, personally speaking.
That is true. I was on my phone the whole time. I was trying not to fall asleep.
You didn't stand for the anthem?
Stand for the anthem.
There wasn't even a pandering clap when Chelsea went up 1-0.
Wow.
It was basically, hey, this beats being in the room by myself. That was the attitude that you put out there. Quite frankly, I wish you didn't come because now you've put out to the nation that my daughter is just infecting everybody willy-nilly. That's not the case because Amin El Hassan, as I said, couldn't be happier or healthier. He made it a point to say, I've never felt this good.
He also has three kids, so he's kind of used to it.
Jess, when you were on the plane with this N95, did you take your mask down at any point to take a sip of a drink or a snack?
God, no.
No?
Chris, my flight was... Not a single
Where
time.
Were your
My
hands?
Flight was supposed to take off. I sanitized the shit out of my hands.
Your hands were up like you were going into an operating room. Am I to believe this?
I don't touch anything. When my flight got delayed 3 hours, I mentioned it before. I know my sympathies are appreciated. And I did not take a sip of water or eat a bite of food for probably 7 hours on Thursday night because I was not taking that mask off.
Okay. Well, Chris and you were sick. Yes, you were both around my daughter. But you also went gallivanting around town looking for places to live in tight quarters. I'm just saying. I'm not doubting that you got sick because of your association with Chris Whittingham. It's just not the only place that you were hanging out. You were in this studio. Why don't you turn your ire to Chris Whittingham?
Well, I'm also angry with Chris Whittingham because I feel like this is partially his fault, too.
There you go.
I literally just jumped off of finishing editing. What is my fault?
Who got sick first?
Everything's your fault, Woody.
Who got sick first?
I mean, that's true.
Your daughter.
No. We've already ruled her out through process of elimination. Between Jessica and Chris, who got sick first?
Wait, hang on a second.
We all agreed it's not her fault.
We
all agreed it's not her fault. Jess, who got sick first? You or Woody?
I think Woody. I didn't really start feeling sick till yesterday morning. I'm just putting this out there. I flew on Sunday, and I felt fine. I would not have flown had I been ill.
Mine started to wash over me on Saturday night.
Hmm. Well, at least we can all agree that it wasn't Juliet's fault, so I'm happy that we found some sort of solution.
I will say it's nice having like a little like head cold and not being, you know, not freaking out about it. Like we definitely, I mean, I don't want to say definitely, but we don't have COVID because mm-hmm. we're all vaccinated.
And I will
here,
tell
so
you
that's,
what my daughter has, in which you've expressed zero concern for her well-being. She's
is she okay,
fever.
Mike?
It was bad. She had fever and chills. And rosacea associated with this. It was pretty scary. What I'm saying is the symptoms did not reflect what you guys had. So you very clearly had a different strain, and I thank you for taking the blame off of her. What did you see on Twitter yesterday?
Okay, well, this is like quite a terrible segue, but it was a tweet from Food Network that said, which is the superior sandwich, a PB&J or a grilled cheese? I thought it was a good question because I'm going grilled cheese.
Yeah, it's easy. Easy answer.
Grilled cheese?
Yeah.
I tried a PB&J because I had it when I was little, and I was like, ew, yucky. I don't like peanut butter, and I don't like jelly. Why would I like them together? And I took one bite, and I was like, yeah. But like many things in life, as my taste buds mm-hmm. matured older in life, I took one bite, and I'm like, all right, I kind of see the deal. But it pales in comparison to a grilled cheese, Jessica. I'm with you.
I also think that there's also this push towards making grilled cheeses too fancy now and adding other ingredients. And when you add another ingredient to a grilled cheese, it just becomes a sandwich. It's not a grilled cheese if there's tomatoes and lettuce and meat on it. That's just a sandwich with cheese.
I like throwing a little chicken into it. We have this place called Miss Cheesiest. You ever been to Miss Cheesiest, a food truck down here?
It's not a grilled cheese anymore.
No,
it's a chicken sandwich.
No, it's evolved. Cheese on it. Yeah, it's evolved, but I kind of dig it. Tastes good. Put a little goat cheese on that. Mmm.
If you have to add something, Jessica, to a grilled cheese, what's the thing you're going
to
add?
Well, if you have to add anything to it, then it's just a sandwich. That's what
I'm with
saying.
I'm with you. But what do you add? Like, if I make you add something?
If
ham?
You make me add something, ham. I'm probably like a little chicken or something. A little bacon.
How about
bacon,
yeah, a little chicken. Bacon. All it's missing bacon. Is a little crunch.
You guys ever dip it in the tomato?
Oh, my God. Soup? For me, hand in hand. What do you
Roy?
Mean? No. Grilled cheese is supposed to go with tomato soup. Everyone likes
absolutely
that.
Not. No.
It's absolutely
maybe
not.
Maybe for you, but I don't like tomato soup. So
So this is just you doing a very insular thing that's just a Roy thing, extrapolating out to the masses. Because I'm telling you, I'm on the right side of history with this one, Roy.
Well, I have to correct myself and say, yes, I don't like tomato soup. I'm not going to dip it in tomato soup. But yes, that is a common combination.
How about a tomato bisque?
Ah, bisque.
That's a little different.
No tomato bisque, no.
What about a Bloody Mary?
Ew, no, absolutely
okay.
not.
All
no.
right.
What?
Boy, what about ketchup?
No, just barbecue sauce. For me.
All right, so you just don't like tomatoes.
No, I'm not a tomato guy. No.
Okay, so there you go.
Still a monster. I love how tomato bisque is spelled.
Yeah, I'm sure
of course
you
do.
Chris Whittingham is a fancy lad. Oh
my God. Sure are.
I mean, B-I-S-Q-U-E. You rarely see that at the kind of end of words like that in kind of common spelling. Bisque. You'd figure that'd be a K.
Chris Whittingham is a fancy lad.
You think bisque should be B-I-S-K?
I do.
Bisque.
as far as spelling goes, Q-U-E, a superior way to end a word than K.
How do you spell theater?
T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
Yep, that's how I spell it.
Chris Whittingham is a fancy lad.
Kind of like how Canadians in their in center with R-E.
Oh, yeah.
Sports Centre.
Centre.
A lot of that in England as well. I also like how they spell apologize with an S rather than a Z.
Yeah.
Or as they would say, a Z.
And the way they spell behavior.
A Z.
Chris Whittingham is a fancy lad.
The kudos thing that you did yesterday, it's still haunting me.
Kudos.
I would never forgive you. I would never forgive you for that.
Kudos. Kudos. With a Q.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, man. I've heard, like, the first time, I've been exposed to so many of these things where it's like, man, really? They say kudos? But the first time I heard it, I was like, wow, okay, I guess it's kudos then.
What's weird to me, Whittingham, even though you have that last name, you're 100% Colombian, and yet you have certain affects that are just purely inspired by English football, and you do a lot of play-by-play commentary for Spanish teams, for Mexican Liga MX teams. Why doesn't any of that actually make its way? Because if you get Billy and I out for a couple of beers, a Spanglish seeps out of us. You become a British person when you drink. It's very bizarre.
That's not entirely true. Every once in a while, I will drop some Spanish mannerisms into like.
No, you've never gone imagínate to supplement a story ever.
Oh no, no, I don't go full like Miami Spanglish into story. But like every once in a while, when I'm describing like the best way to describe something, Spanish is sometimes what I go for. So there is some Spanglish that makes its way, but not like imagine like or tu sabes or something like that. Like that doesn't make my way into
because when I'm at West 32 and the drinks start flowing, you'll notice I'm a little bit more Hispanic in those settings. You just become like someone from Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, I will yell like, "Oh, piss off!" in the middle of something like that instead of going Spanish.
You do that. Yeah, you.
Wait, when you say favorite or colored, are you saying it with a U in it?
I mean, it's just like those are the words. That's just how they spell it, but they don't say like colored or something like that. They just say colored, but that's how they spell with a U.
Right, but when you're saying it, are you saying it with a U in it?
Only when I'm being particularly pretentious.
You really identify as a 50-year-old white English male. I wouldn't be surprised if you went to your mom and just started kissing her on the cheek on Mother's Day and said, "Love you, Mom."
Yeah, there was a period. It has since changed. I've reverted back to mom after being shamed, but she was once saved in my phone as mom.
my whole family calls our moms mom. I don't know why.
Is that are they? Because I'm watching Mare of Easttown. They might actually just be calling her mom, but with the accent, it sounds like mom.
You might be right because this is all my Pittsburgh family. We all call our moms mom.
I've noticed some of the Pittsburgh stuff bleeds out when you speak. There are certain there are certain words that you have the Mare of Easttown accent.
Like what?
Like I think you said before. Hope. You said hope earlier.
Oh
today.
God! You said that is Pittsburghy.
I hope. And I'm like, wow, she's either watching Mare of Easttown or she just went to a funeral in Pittsburgh.
I am watching Mare of Easttown. Did you see the murder dirter thing on SNL?
That was so good.
It made me mad, though, because they're blending Yinzer and Philly together. And Yinzer and Philly are very separate regions.
Well, because in Mare of Easttown, they only have the inflection on water, hope, nope, phone. And then they do the cousin thing and husband thing. But I don't think that was enough to make a sketch, so they needed a little bit more. So they added the Philly accent on top of it.
You mean Yinzer? Because Yinz and Jagoff, those are very Pittsburgh. But the hope thing is a little Pittsburgh, because like there's sometimes that I'll notice my cousins, if it's a word that ends in an L, they'll kind of say it like a W sound. Like, what's a word that ends in L?
Vowel.
I can't think of one.
Vowel.
No, that's a hard... That's...
Level. Level.
Okay, like level. They'll say it like that.
Wait, that actually sounds like an English thing for me, because when I try to do it with a W, I'm like, say level. Like...
Level.
Say, level. You want to raise a level? You want to raise a level, zone? On the thing, raise a level.
I don't know. Maybe there's some Pittsburgh British crossover then with the mum thing and the W noises.
Where does yins come from? Like, what is yins? What does that
mean? Can you use yins in a sentence? Is it like yins get over here?
Yins don't know what yins means.
That's what it means. Okay, that's what I thought.
It means like yins.
Oh, it means like yuins. Thanks for
you
clearing
once.
That up.
It's like y'all. Okay. So like yins go down to the strip, get a cup of coffee.
Chris, are you more likely to say oye or hello, chap?
Or, no, so over there they do oi. Oi!
Oi. Do you say oi or oi?
Oi.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're 100% Colombian. It's so perplexing.
Well, maybe not, because I do have a Welsh last name. So somewhere in there has got to be something. I haven't done the 23andMe yet, but.
Yeah, someone got sloppy one fortnight at a dock.
Yes. Yes, and definitely whoever was working in the hospital that night when my last name got spelled, massive error. Yeah. I think like it was definitely like a sound it out and try and spell it from
maybe
there.
Maybe it was one of Sugats' relatives that just swallowed the H because you're missing an H.
Yeah,
in your
I'm missing
name.
An H and I added a Y. Where the hell that Y came from, I have no idea. I will readily admit to spelling my last name wrong.
So I'm going to go grilled cheese.
I haven't had a grilled cheese since I was 7. That feels like the exclusive domain of
Why?
Children.
You just what? Eat meat pies now? Is that you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what you do.
Steak and kidney.
Shepherd's pie over here. It's a tie, by the way.
It ended 50-50, huh? What's the perfect beverage to drink with a PB&J? Is it milk?
Yes, absolutely. Just to get it unstuck from the roof of your mouth, yeah.
Capri Sun, I think.
You're with us, so I've have a long-standing take that the best possible sandwich is any sandwich they hand you when you get out of a pool. Doesn't matter. It could be a liver sandwich, but coming out of the pool, that thing will be so delicious.
A pub sub coming out of a pool is out of this world.
Oh, have you done pub subs? Because I heard on Mystery Crate you love rotisserie chicken, and you'll F up a rotisserie chicken. And I texted you about Publix rotisserie chicken. Have you ever had a pub sub?
Yes, Mike, you texted me out of the blue on Saturday to say Publix has great rotisserie chicken. I have had pub subs. I did live in South Carolina for 1 year. And like I said, I will f*** up a rotisserie chicken.
Hey, Kate. So I didn't know that.
I just came in for I will f*** up a rotisserie chicken.
I didn't know that you had Publix in South Carolina. So are you?
Oh, yeah.
Kate, have you ever shopped at Publix and have you had a pub sub?
I only shop at Publix if I can't get to the Whole Foods in a timely manner, because I prefer to pay 60% more for my groceries if I'm allowed to.
Well, I mean, 60% of the Publix revenue just goes to a political donation that you're probably diametrically opposed to either way. So two can play that game. But have you ever had a pub sub?
I've never had a pub sub.
Oh, you're missing out. Oh, yeah. Never.
Oh, chicken tender?
Never has unknowingly donated to Matt Gaetz's super PAC tasted so good.
Dude, this could be diametrically opposed again to what the pub sub stands for. But do they have a vegetarian pub sub?
They got a wrap. You want a little sun-dried tomato wrap? They got that.
So they got the shittiest thing they can do and call it vegetarian?
You already admitted that you haven't done a pub sub, because if you did have a pub sub, you'd be willing to throw away several political leanings because of how delicious the pub sub is. I'm telling you, it'll make you reconsider or at least overlook certain stances because it's that good.
Including my position as a vegetarian, I assume?
Perhaps, yeah. Have you ever had the chicken tender sub? No. So
I've eaten no prepared food from Publix.
Oh, man. Their bakery is outstanding, too.
Oh, the bakery's incredible.
My favorite dessert on this planet is a cake from Publix.
Well, I often find that companies that have positions that I'm politically opposed to usually make products that I really covet.
Yeah, like Chick-fil-A?
I'm always trying to get to Hobby Lobby. You know, just love the goods there. I mean, Nike's got some stuff going on that I wish they didn't, and yet it's not stopping me from buying their products. I guess maybe I need to branch out to the Publix too.
I would love for you to pan your computer over to your bed and just see a stack of My Pillows and just say, look, he may be off base on a couple of things, but the guy knows how to make a pillow.
Listen, you know, you got to separate the art from the artist. Am I right?
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yeah! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm going to kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.